Emma Ashton is an editor and writer for Reality Ravings, a reality TV blog. She joins us now. Emma, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you, Adam?
I'm well, thanks. An amazing chapter in the history of Australian reality TV.
Yes, indeed. I don't think there's been anything quite like it. Some people are just saying it's very similar to when Bree was voted out of the Big Brother household and then had to be put back in.
Who'll ever forget?
This is pretty big, and I felt pretty sorry for Sarah Murdoch last night on stage.
This was the first year that this format had been adopted. In the past, the judges had all said who they thought deserved to win, and then an audience vote was worth sort of two of those votes in total. So it was the five judges and the audience together. This was the first time it had gone entirely to audience vote, wasn't it?
Yes. Whether we can blame that entirely is we still don't know. I mean, my understanding is that she was given the name of the winner by some stage manager. And then, you know, fireworks went off. Kelsey gave the thank you speech. And then she was told, if you look at the horror on her face, that in fact it was Amanda that was the winner.
And because the format here is each contestant does a potential cover magazine cover shot. And so that one was put up for Kelsey on the big screen. So everyone's thinking Kelsey won. How did Sarah Murdoch handle this shock announcement in the year and then having to make the announcement herself and reverse the decision?
Well, she looked very horrified at first and upset and looked like she was about to burst into tears. But I've got to give it to her. After about a minute, she did recover a poise and you know, was able to support Kelsey, you know, by telling her that, you know, you're not the winner, and also allowed Amanda to have a moment of glory in the sun. So, you know, I think props have got to be given to Sarah for recovering from, you know, quite a mammoth stuff up.
And I'm reading a quote here from the woman who had the win taken away from her, and I'm not sure if she said this on air or later to the paper, but Kelsey, the girl who thought she'd won and then found out she lost, said, "I'm thrilled for Amanda. We've grown so close during this amazing experience. I understand that live television has risks and nothing's going to stop me, blah, blah." That's a pretty level-headed response to having your dream not just quashed but given to you, then taken away.
Maybe that she gave that quote after she was told she'd get $25,000 and a trip to New York. But no, Kelsey.
Yes, it is. It is here. It says here that Foxtel has given her $25,000 and a cash and an all-expenses-paid trip to New York as their way of saying sorry.
She doesn't get the car though, but that's okay. But I thought that Kelsey actually handled it very well. When you know, it must have been pretty shattering again on live TV, being told that you're not the winner.
And I presume the Twitter sphere went a little bit crazy after this happened last night.
It did. It went off. I think people who'd never even heard of the show were desperately trying to find YouTube footage, and Foxtel subscriptions probably went through the roof today because of it.
And the Top Model final has had a history of problems with live, because was it Jodie Mears, the woman who used to host it, who'd really struggled with the live TV and essentially had her role taken over by Charlotte Dawson for a couple of the episodes because she just couldn't handle the final live show?
Well, maybe Jodie's been right all along. I think if this had happened to Jodie, I think she would have curled up in the fetal position on stage and not been able to handle it. Sarah's always been better at live TV than Jodie was. I don't know if you saw the final that she did a few years ago.
I'll be honest with you, Emma, I haven't seen that much of the series.
Okay, fair.
But it's a Broadchurch 702 breakfast. Lovely to speak to you, Emma.
Okay, thanks a lot.